Imagine everyone around you constantly discussing their favorite food, its taste, texture, and the joy it brings, while you've never felt hunger. This is the daily reality for approximately 1% of the population who identify as asexual. When I was 14, I had my first boyfriend. Though I wasn't attracted to him, I kissed him because it was expected, a social milestone I felt compelled to check off. The experience was far from the thrilling sensation depicted in movies. Instead, it felt mechanical and empty. At 16, my second boyfriend was perplexed by my complete lack of interest in sex. My disinterest wasn't about fear or moral objections. I simply had never experienced sexual attraction to anyone, a reality that took years to understand. Asexuality is a sexual orientation describing people who don't experience sexual attraction to others. This straightforward definition belies the complexity of asexual experiences, which can include varying degrees of romantic attraction, aesthetic appreciation, and sensual desires. Many asexual people lead rich emotional lives with deep connections to others. They just don't experience the sexual pull that most people take for granted. Sexual orientation exists on a spectrum, including gray asexuals who rarely experience sexual attraction and demisexuals who only develop it after forming strong emotional bonds. When asexual people express attraction toward no one, it's like choosing none of the above on a multiple choice test rather than leaving it blank. Asexuality is a mature orientation, not a phase. Many asexual people face persistent suggestions they'll eventually find the one and develop sexual feelings. The community emphasizes that maturity isn't measured by seeking sexual experiences. While asexual people share not experiencing sexual attraction, their experiences vary. Some experience romantic attraction, romantic asexuals, and pursue relationships without sexual components. Their romantic feelings can be as intense as anyone else's, despite lacking sexual attraction. Aromantic people experience no romantic attraction and may pursue non-romantic partnerships. Many grew up confused by the concept of crushes, often feeling pressured to fake romantic interests. Queer platonic relationships, dedicated partnerships that exceed typical friendship boundaries without being romantic, are common among aromantic asexual people. Sexual arousal, sex drive, and sexual attraction are distinct concepts. While asexual people don't experience sexual attraction, many still have functioning bodies that respond to stimulation. Some asexual people masturbate, often describing it as stress relief or physical pleasure unconnected to partnered sex. Attitudes toward sexual activity vary among asexual people. Some enjoy it, some are indifferent, and some are repulsed. A 2011 survey showed 57.1% reported repulsion, while only 6.9% enjoyed sex. Those who engage sexually often do so for their partner's benefit. Having sex doesn't invalidate asexuality, as orientation isn't determined by behavior. Relationships don't require sex to be meaningful, though society often struggles to accept love without sexual desire. Many asexual people find alternative relationship structures helpful. Some choose polyamorous arrangements, where partners can find sexual satisfaction elsewhere. Within the BDSM community, asexual people may enjoy kinks and fetishes without sexual attraction, focusing instead on psychological stimulation through consensual roleplay. Asexual people often face ridicule from those claiming they're misusing a scientific term for asexual reproduction. Critics joke about asexual people being amoebas or plants. However, asexual people are describing their orientation, not their reproduction method. Language depends on context, just as theory means different things in scientific versus casual settings. No, asexual people aren't dating failures who became asexual after rejection. Many asexual people have dated, are actively dating, or are in relationships. Bad experiences don't make people stop feeling sexual attraction, nor does giving up on dating make someone asexual. Similarly, conventional attractiveness has no correlation with asexuality. people don't stop experiencing sexual attraction because they themselves aren't conventionally attractive. Perhaps most harmful is the suggestion that asexuality stems from trauma, which attempts to explain away asexuality rather than accepting what asexual people say about themselves. Not experiencing sexual attraction isn't evidence of past trauma. Like harmful myths that gay men were molested as boys or lesbians were hurt by men, this belief assumes everyone is sexually attracted to others by default, and anything different must be fixed. The asexual community provides crucial support for those who feel isolated in a hypersexualized society. While formal organizations remain limited, online spaces have become vital hubs for asexual people to connect and validate their experiences. Demographics reveal notable patterns. Women are more prevalent in asexual communities, as men face intense pressure against identifying as asexual due to masculinity norms tied to sexual conquest. White people are overrepresented, partly due to socioeconomic factors affecting internet access. People of color face additional challenges, often being hypersexualized in Western society regardless of their actual orientation. Many asexual people also identify as LGBT+ based on romantic rather than sexual attractions. There's significant overlap with transgender communities. About 10.2% of asexual spectrum people identify as transgender, with both groups sharing strong mutual understanding through common online spaces. If you don't experience sexual attraction or desire sexual activities, you may be asexual. Many asexual people have felt like outsiders, assuming others were exaggerating their desires. Recognizing your asexuality can feel overwhelming as you realize you're different from most people in such a fundamental way. You might worry about acceptance and how your future will look outside societal expectations. Coming out is your choice. Some find it self-affirming and believe it increases asexual visibility, while others prefer privacy. You may face criticism and invasive questions about your body, suggestions about sex toys, or pressure to see doctors. Remember, you have the right to maintain your boundaries. Relationships require honest communication and fair compromise. Remember that no one is obligated to have sex, and love can be expressed in many ways. Connecting with the asexual community can provide tremendous relief, a place where your experience is finally validated and understood. In a world that equates sexuality with humanity, recognizing asexuality means acknowledging the full spectrum of human experience. When someone shares their asexuality with you, they're expressing profound trust. Listen more than you talk. Avoid suggesting their orientation is actually repressed homosexuality, trauma, or a disorder. Don't claim you're sometimes asexual or that you wish you were. This trivializes their experiences. The next time you encounter someone who doesn't share society's preoccupation with sex, consider that they might not be broken, immature, or traumatized. They might simply be asexual. Their experience is as valid as yours, just different. By expanding our understanding of human sexuality to include those who don't experience it, we create a world where everyone can live authentically. After all, isn't that what we all want? To be seen, understood, and accepted for who we truly are, not for who others expect us to be.